Well, Home Affairs Minister Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi yesterday announced the establishment of a ministerial committee that will review all permits and visas issued since 2004. Now, this after the minister expressed his intention in Parliament 3 weeks ago to set up a task team to review some permits that were issued by the Department of Home Affairs over the years. Now, we are online to the minister's spokesperson, Sia Khoza. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, and thank you very much for the opportunity.
You know, tell us here, why the need to review the permit since 2004? I mean, what were the main reasons for this particular period in time, 2004 till now?
Okay, for context, 2004 is the year in which the current Immigration Act became effective. So over time, particularly last year, the minister started noticing a trend in terms of the outcomes of the investigations that are undertaken by one of our units in the department. That unit is called the Counter Corruption Unit. Now, what typically happens is that if anyone makes an allegation or comes to the department with information about fraud. This could be about anything. It could be about identity fraud. It could be people taking bribes. It could be about anything that leads officials. Would come to the unit, report the matter. That unit then investigate. Over a number of years, that unit has established that out of every three complaints it gets from the two of those ones involve permitting. So that's the one set of facts that the minister considered. The second one is that the trend permitting.
See, we could ask you just to move around a little bit. Your line is breaking up, if you don't mind. If you just could move around a little bit, thank you.
Yeah, so the minister then felt that instead of addressing the queries as they arise, it's better to go deeper into the problem so that we're able to understand and deal with the problem in its complex, in its entirety, not just the queries that come to us, because some people wouldn't even be able to come to us and other cases would not know. So this process is basically aimed at making sure that everyone who's got the a permit is legally entitled to one.
See, this counter-corruption unit at the Government Communication and Information System, the one in the head office in Pretoria, I mean, they took out a petition, was it last November, stating that the, investigating the errors or the investigation into the errors should be stopped. I mean, what happened to that petition and why did they take it out to begin with?
Well, the counter-corruption unit is the unit of the Department of Home Affairs. What has happened since then is that the minister took the decision that we must establish this committee, because what they said were errors may appear to have been actually acts of corruption. So we want to make sure that we get to the bottom of it, and any party guilty of wrongdoing faces the full consequences of their action. So over the next three months, the committee will be accelerating its work, because the minister wants an initial a preliminary report in 3 months' time to look exactly at what is going on in there, and those 14. Would be amongst, their transactions would be amongst the transactions that are being looked at by this committee that has got some eminent and highly skilled people in various areas, including forensic investigations. So we hope that forensic investigations and governance. So in the 3 months, we expect a preliminary report. And that will also guide what then happens to both our colleagues who are Home Affairs officials and the people who would have received those permits.
Those serving on this ministerial committee, I mean, have their names been announced? Have their credentials and names been out there in the public?
Yes, the minister did announce the names yesterday. The chairperson of the committee is Dr. Cassius Lubisi, who has served as the director general in the president. That he served for about 10 years, but he's been a director general for almost 20 years. So he's very familiar with government processes and basically administration. So that's the person who's leading that as a chairperson. And then it's lawyers who've got employment forensic investigator, and also a commissioner of the public service committee.
You know, when it comes to the categories of permits and visas, which of those permits and visas will be scrutinized, or is it across the board from 2004 onwards, or is it particularly looking at maybe family visas, business visas, permits to operate companies in South Africa? What is the direction of the ministerial committee, and which departments of, will they be looking at?
Well, the visas that are going to be looked at, to list the categories, the one is permanent residence. Now, if you've got a permanent residence visa, you are a step closer to getting a citizenship. So that's the one type of visa that we're going to be looking at. We're also going to be looking at corporate visas. These are visas that are given to companies that employ foreign nationals. We're also going to be looking at visas that we call them critical skills visas. So these would be people with like your professors and professional, basically people with professional skills that may be in short supply in the country. And then we've also got a retired person's visa, citizenship, and study visas. So those are the categories that the committee is going to be looking into.
How about religious visas, the ones that where pastors and priests operate on? I mean, is that a category from the visa issuing committee?
Not at the moment. We are not looking into those ones. We are looking into these specific ones because a lot of the queries that we have received tended to involve wrongdoings in these categories of visas.
Those who receive permits or visas in an irregular manner and assume that you find somebody from 2005, 2007, what will be the way forward? I mean, they might have already progressed to citizenship. They might be in the process of citizenship. How will this pre-wrongs be addressed now?
Part of what the committee needs to do is to advise on how best to deal with that kind of a reality, because that is what we expect will be coming out of this investigation. When that happens, we will make sure that everyone who is found to have been in the wrong faces the full consequences as is provided for in law.
Siyakhoza, thank you so much for joining us on behalf of the Department of Home Affairs, and have yourself a good day. Thank you for the update on the information coming out of your office.
All right. Thank you very much.